The content of this podcast should not be considered financial or investment advice. All interviews and discussions are opinions only, and the podcast has been created without taking into consideration the listener's financial objectives, financial situation, or needs. Listeners should obtain independent advice before making any financial decisions. Hi, this is Barry Fitzgerald, Garand Perro columnist for Stockhead. Welcome to another edition of the Explorers podcast. We've got an interesting one today, the Eastern Goldfields of WA Gold Explorer Lefroy Exploration. It trades under the code LEX or LEMO Echo X-Ray and last traded at 20.5 cents a share. It was re-quoted in October 2016, which gives it the benefit of a nice and tight capital base today, something that gives the share price leverage to exploration success and obviously something Garand Perro always likes to see. At its current share price, the market cap is all of $25 million. To tell us the Lefroy story, we have the company's founding MD, Wade Johnston, with us today. By way of short introduction to the company, Lefroy's focus, as its name suggests, is the Lefroy Gold Project near Lake Lefroy between Kalgoorlie and Norseman. It's about 50 kilometres to the southeast of Kalgoorlie and is part of the goldfields that is home to Goldfield of South Africa's 10 million ounce St. Ives Gold Camp, which is immediately to the west, and the Silver Lakes Mount Munger operations immediately to the north. So it'd be hard to find a better address. Apart from the exploration upside, there is the presence of four third-party treatment mills with an easy trucking distance, offering a quick pathway to production for early cash flow. Should things pan out that way, who knows, it might find the big one yet and go down the standalone path. With that, I'm going to say g'day to Wade and welcome him to the podcast. Hi, Wade, and thanks for your time today.
Thanks very much, Barry, and nice to speak with you and your Stockhead listeners. Thanks very much.
Good on you. Wade, for those who don't know you, could you give us a bit of a feel for your professional background and what attracted you? Well, I mentioned earlier that the company was it's got an October 2016 re-quote date, but you were the foundation MD at that point. What is it about the company that excites you?
Well, I guess, Barry, starting way back, I'm a geologist and I probably call myself an exploration geologist. I've been in the industry for 34 years, West Australian, and I guess my principal focus and work has been gold. I always and still do like gold exploration. My longest term of employment was with Newmont, so I was there for 11 years and finished up as a position of exploration manager Asia Pacific, where I ran exploration in Western Australia, the Eastern States, and then on to Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands. But about 2011, I always wanted to come back to Western Australia. I thought Western Australia and the goldfields had a lot to offer. And I joined a small company back in 2011, exploring around Kalgoorlie. And I guess this is how it evolved into getting the Lefroy project. So during that time, I met a prospector. I had an area I liked down to the southeast of Kalgoorlie. He was finding a lot of gold nuggets. And we built a portfolio of tenements down there with the prospector, and that evolved into a private company called Hogan's Resources Proprietary Limited, which I was a founder of. And about the same time, we were pegging tenements down near, this is near Lake Lefroy, another company called US Masters Holdings Limited was also pegging ground adjacent. And this is a time when the market was depressed, companies were dropping ground. I loved the ground down there. It was some old Newmont ground, exploration ground down there, so I was familiar with it. So back in 2016, I got together with one of the directors of US Masters Holdings at the time, Jeff Piggott, and we basically, from all that, put this package together, both the ground holdings together, and we transformed US Masters Holdings from a listed investment entity into a listed resources company. With our key focus on the Lefroy Gold Project to the southeast of Kalgoorlie. So this is how the company came about. I became MD. It's my first role as MD. And I love exploring the Kalgoorlie area. And I think the Kalgoorlie and the area and the project we've got down at Lefroy has a lot to offer. And I think it's got the potential to yield a major gold discovery. So that's really where the company came about from, and what we've got down there. We built a large ground holding position down there, wholly owned ground, no encumbrances except for the state government royalties, and 620 square kilometres of land. It's a huge land holding in the heart of the Kalgoorlie area, and as you said, surrounded by four operating gold mills, one of which to the west is the giant St. Ives gold operation by Hell.
Looking back, you probably couldn't believe your luck in being able to pick up that ground.
Yeah, it was interesting, I guess, at the time, Barry. I liked the area, focused on the area. I think it had potential. It had never been put really together as one large land package, and I was conscious that to assemble a land package, you had to get everything together as one cohesive package and explore it as a cohesive package. So rather than having separate, what I call postage stamps of tenements scattered around, we could put all our energy and focus and exploration thoughts into one key area and explore it as one large package, and assemble all the data for that area. And it's so close to Kalgoorlie for logistics reasons. It's fantastic. We can get a drill rig down there in about an hour and a half, 2 hours on the ground drilling. So it's a fantastic location. It's a huge land package. And we couldn't believe our luck at the time when the companies at the time were dropping ground and we were there picking them up.
Mm. Now, the project's divided into the Western Lefroy package, which is subject to the Goldfields joint venture, which was signed in 2018, and the Eastern Lefroy package, which is 100% you guys, obviously, and managed. Maybe we should start with the Eastern Lefroy package, because I think that's where you've got the wonderfully named Lucky Strike gold resource, about 80,000 ounces as a start.
Yes, that's correct, Barry. Well, Eastern Lefroy, that's wholly owned by Lefroy Exploration, and we manage the exploration with where we spend and focus our efforts on. And we've been exploring there for the past few years. And from that work, and I guess the exploration we do is true greenfields gold exploration to generate new targets. And out of that, we focused on a trend we call the Lucky Strike trend. And that work generated an interesting gold anomaly over 3 kilometres. And we discovered it's a virgin gold discovery, the Lucky Strike resource, which we announced last year, which is 80,000 ounces, as you said. It's an interesting BIF-hosted, banded iron formation-hosted system. It's unique to that area, and we're learning more and more about it. And we've recently announced some interesting and positive gold intersections to the south of Lucky Strike on a parallel banded iron formation, which we call Havelock.
Right. So virgin discovery, no historical workings there or even recent times, exploration efforts there?
No old workings, Barry, whatsoever along that trend. There's some old previous explorers had some low-level geochemistry, including the likes of Western Mining, and they recognised it at the time. But I guess it wasn't followed through, and we recognised the geology, recognised the geophysics, put it all in context. We persevered with it, even though there were subtle gold anomalies. We persevered, and persevered by, I mean, 0.1 of a gram we would follow up and continue to drill. And out of that work, we persevered and got our a key intersection and back in 2017. And so the story goes, we kept drilling and we basically made the Lucky Strike resource discovery.
Right. So before looking at some of the adjacent BIF trends that you've been uncovering, Lucky Strike, is that the end of the story, 80,000 ounces?
No, Lucky Strike is still open at depth. So we've proved the system over about 800 metres of strike. And the bulk of the resource we've announced is oxide. The system is still open at depth, and it's in a what we call a sulfide altered banded iron formation. That system is open at depth, and there's some quite high grades in that system. And what we've been reviewing at the moment, because we've already got a granted mining lease over Lucky Strike, so we're looking at the opportunities to perhaps commercialise that resource and get it into development, and that could yield a cash flow that could continue to fund the company for exploration. So the system is still open. It's a long trend. We've established gold mineralization from reconnaissance air core drilling, which we also recently announced over a 3 kilometre of a strike. So we think the system has got a lot to offer, and there's further work to be done there, but both a long strike of the system and also down plunge in the banded iron formation at Lucky Strike itself.
Right. And earlier this month, 9th of February, you announced what you're calling a new gold system along the Havelock Biff Trend, which is, what, 1,500 metres southwest of Lucky Strike.
That's right, Barry. We had we always recognised these banded iron formations. So banded iron formation, it's an iron formation. It has magnetite in it. Magnetite gives a aeromagnetic response. So we see these three parallel linear features. We recognised them even when we discovered Lucky Strike, what the system could be. So recently, late last year, we commenced another air core drilling program. Air core is a reconnaissance tool to scope out the system. And we got some interesting and positive results on the Havelock trend. And basically, it's a thousand meter long trend we've found on the Havelock Biff. And we think in one of the holes had sulfide altered Biff at the bottom of the hole. So we think we've got another system or a style of mineralization analogous to Lucky Strike. And then further south again, there's another magnetic unit we believe to be another banded iron formation we call Erinmore. So we've got these three large parallel banded iron formation trends, two of which now we've proved to have gold on them. One has got a resource, and the third one, Erinmore, is yet to be drilled.
Right. How do you explore these biffs? Are they easy to identify across the lease? Well, the tenements, sorry.
I guess the key thing we use, Barry, is the magnetics, aeromagnetics, and they give a distinct aeromagnetic signature. But at Lucky Strike, for instance, I guess that's the key one, is if that banded iron formation is covered by recent transported alluvium, it can mask the underlying magnetic signature. So I guess it's a combination of using geophysics, which is magnetics, and follow up with air core drilling to scope out the system and prove up the extent of the banded iron formation. And one thing we also do and do a lot of, and the whole entire project at Lefroy has been covered by, which is unique in the goldfields, is gravity. So we do a lot of gravity, and gravity measures the density contrast of the rocks. And we've found using the gravity helped with the discovery of Lucky Strike. So we've got gravity on the Erinmore and the Havelock trends as well. But I think it's a combination of using air core drilling to do the drilling and scope out and look for the biffs, and also using the magnetics and the gravity.
Right. Now, you mentioned Lucky Strike potentially being an early source of cash flow. Is there any timeline on that at the moment?
No, Barry, there's no timeline. We're working we've done some optimization work on it. We've looked at the system. We know it's still open at depth. We've got a granted mining lease on it. And one of the things we do as soon as we recognise a system that could have offer the opportunity to get into a development or a development scenario, we get a mining lease on early, knowing how long it takes to get a mining lease, the grant process. So we get that in early. So we've got a granted mining lease at Lucky Strike, which is good. We've also put in applications for haul roads, which are progressing through the grant process. So we're getting all those early stage tasks completed. And we're looking at various options in the way it could be commercialised and add value to Lefroy.
Right, okay. Now, the Western Lefroy package, the JV with Goldfields, $25 million over 6 years, I think it was. If anyone's going to find a big gold in that part of the world, I would assume it's Goldfields, given St. Ives. What can you tell us about that project?
Right, Western Lefroy, Barry, it's a large land package, and it's over 50% of the area we've got at the Lefroy project. We initiated exploration on Lake Lefroy, which the Western Lefroy package covers, the bulk of it covers, back in 2017. And this is principally targets on Lake Lefroy. So this is a large salt lake in the goldfields. So we initiated exploration there in 2017 with air core drilling. We were, as a junior company, we had to look after our pennies, and we were very conscious of the drilling and the work required to explore out in the middle of the Salt Lake was expensive. We did find gold out of the lake when we did the drilling back in 2017, but we recognise it is high cost. We believed in the prospectivity of the ground, and that's where we secured a joint venture, earning joint venture with Goldfields back in 2018, which the work is complementary to the work Lefroy does. So I mean, we're both looking for big gold deposits, and I think Goldfields have got the technology, the people, the experience of exploring and mining on Lake Lefroy, and they've been doing a fantastic effort of again, Greenfields gold exploration out in the middle of this vast salt lake.
Mm. So they're under the JV. I think they can earn a 70% interest over time. But whereabouts are they now currently in terms of expenditure and equity interest?
So the earning, the execution of the agreement commenced on the 7th of June 2018. And the first earning commitment was, well, the major earning commitment, which will be this year, is to spend $10 million to earn a 51% interest in the joint venture. And at the end of December last year, they'd spent $6.2 million on exploration, and the bulk of which is drilling in Lake Lefroy. And now they're continuing exploration out on the lake, and that is continuing as we speak. And so they're working towards that $10 million of minimum commitment to get the 51% interest.
Now, I would have thought that interest alone, well, the JV with Goldfields alone would justify the company's market cap. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on why it is $25 million and not, say, $50 or $75
million. It's an interesting point you raise, Barry, and I have a lot of good discussions with my team in the office on the same. I guess we are an explorer. We're doing true Greenfields gold exploration, which it is high risk, and it's I call it the pointy end of the exploration, methods. And we're out there, you know, in the middle of this vast salt lake trying to find a gold deposit. So all the work we're doing is true Greenfields gold exploration, I think. And we are finding gold deposits. Look, Lucky Strike's an example. That's a Greenfields gold discovery which we've made. And we've since progressed towards, we've got now the Burns prospect, which we've commenced drilling this year. So I think it's the risk appetite for to investors into Lefroy.
Mm. Okay, just to round off a discussion around the JV with Goldfields, exploration to date has indicated that the same rock types, geology, same potential, for want of a better word, is there for a big discovery.
Correct, Barry. The work Goldfields have been doing is what we call, and they call, foundation exploration. So it's building your data sets. So you're starting with a blank canvas on Lake Lefroy, very little previous exploration. So going out there doing, gathering your data, geophysical data, which is gravity, magnetics, drilling data, which is air core drilling, and then using that data to build a geological model, advance the geology. And I think for the first time we announced last year this impressive geological map underneath Lake Lefroy on the eastern side. This is the first, and also for Goldfields recognising from that multi-lamp geochemistry that this is Kambalda-Kalgoorlie stratigraphy, which is the right host rocks. We're getting gold, we're seeing the right structures. So I guess we've got all the ingredients under this salt lake, and that's why Goldfields, we like the area, we both like the area, and continue to drill big, deep diamond holes into targets on this large area of Lake Lefroy.
Mm. And because Goldfields is not listed here, I guess it doesn't get as much exposure as if it was ex-listed. But that they're Invincible deposits, one of the biggest and best in Australia, is it not?
Correct, Barry. That's probably one of the largest and recent discoveries in the eastern goldfields. And I find doing my tours around to see brokers and fund managers, etc., that people don't know about the Invincible discovery. It's a large discovery, and I think it's produced about 800,000 ounces out of the open pit, and it's got two portals to go underground. So it's a big system in the St. Ives field, and potentially going to be one of the biggest systems in that St. Ives field. And it's right underneath Lake Lefroy. So, it just shows what can be discovered out in these salt lakes.
Mm. Does Goldfields have a shareholding in the company?
Yes, they do, Barry. They hold, they're the top shareholder at 18.1%. And they came into the company and post doing the execution of the agreement back in 2018.
Right, okay. All right, so quickly, I guess, Lake Johnson. Is that more a nickel-copper play down near Poseidon's Maggie Hayes?
Yeah, that's right. It's an interesting target in the prospect we've got down there, Barry. We've had it in the portfolio since we did the prospectus step in 2016. It's a full focus for exploration, obviously, over the last 4 years has been Lefroy, but we do like Lake Johnston. It's proximal to and surrounds the Emily Ann Maggie Hayes nickel deposits of Poseidon Nickel. We initiated some work there in December last year, our first drilling program, and yes, it's got the potential for nickel mineralization and also gold, but our focus is on the nickel. But our focus really is Lefroy Gold Project. And when we get the opportunity, we build up our geological model and go down and test it, which we did in December last year.
Right, okay. Now, just to bring it all together, what should investors look out for in terms of news flow in, say, the next 3 to 6 months?
That's, I guess, the exciting thing we've been doing. We hit the ground early this year, Barry, was we got drilling early in January, and it's an exciting target we acquired through application called Burns, and Burns is due south of Lucky Strike. We wholly own the tenement. The tenement was granted only last year. I guess I'm familiar with Burns because it was in the old Newmont portfolio. Burns is a very intriguing and interesting, exciting copper gold prospect. And we recently announced that we were getting intervals of native copper in our drill holes. Previous drilling has got broad intercepts of sort of low-grade copper and gold in the system. And I find it's a different style of mineralization that I've seen elsewhere in the gold fields. So we're continuing to drill there. So our focus, and we've got results coming in for that over the next couple of months, for Burns, and then I guess the other key one for us is the Havelock and Erromore trends. I think it's in a similar area to the Burns, so we'll be doing more drilling at the Havelock and Erromore with Aircore and RC drilling to see if we can replicate and make another discovery along those trends.
Mm. And, of course, what Goldfields is getting up to on the lake.
Correct. That's complementing our work. So they've got a diamond rig out there in the middle of the lake now. They're out there drilling. So we're out drilling at Burns and Havelock. So there's a lot of activity happening on the Lefroy exploration ground.
Right. Excellent. Okay, Wade, you've given us a great backgrounder and forward-looking feel for the company there. So with that, I'll say thanks for your time today and best of luck with it all.
Yeah, thanks very much, Barry.